This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tariffs begin Tuesday by the U.S. against Canada. How could this affect the beer industry?
Well, Tom, it's going to be a pretty good-sized problem for breweries, especially in Western New York. We're so close to the Canadian border that to get supplies from Canada is easier in a lot of cases than getting supplies from the United States. Shipping is a big cost, and shorter distance shipping means lower cost. So the two big ones for the breweries are aluminum cans. So there's supposed to be a tax on aluminum. I kind of use the word tax and tariff interchangeably, because really what the tariffs are going to be, you know, a tariff on Canada is a tax on U.S. consumers. So, you know, these tariffs, the country of Canada is not going to pay the tariff. The maker of the aluminum can, or the farmer of the grain, or the malter of the grain is not going to pay that tariff. It's going to get dumped back on us. And unfortunately, the folks in Washington just don't understand that.
And these tariffs, how could they affect Western New Yorkers who love the Canadian beer that comes from across the border? How much more could they pay?
Well, that part remains to be seen. You know, big breweries like Labatt's and Molson, the price will go up, period. The price of those beers will go up. I don't know what their exact economics look like, and they have a much larger volume of beer to spread it out on. But if it's a 25% across the board tax, I would have to say that, you know, from where I sit, that people will pay 25% more for their six pack of Labatt's. In terms of what it would mean to Flying Bison, a four pack of the new cool beers would go up about $2. And a six-pack would probably go up $2 to $2.25.
And for U.S. distributors who want to go across the border, how difficult will it be with these tariffs?
It's an already difficult situation, because to sell beer in Canada, you pretty much have to go through the Liquor Control Board of Ontario. I mean, we're just not going to be able to ship beer to, you know, Saskatchewan or Quebec. So we're looking at pretty much the province of Ontario, and we've tried to do that before. And with the volume that we make, LCBO just wasn't interested in it. They're looking for a Budweiser size, something to distribute. So it's a difficult situation to begin with, just because the way their alcohol laws go. And for them to ship over here, our alcohol laws are different than theirs. So there's some challenges for them coming over. But you know, people in Western New York just love the Canadian beer, so it keeps coming.
What advice do you have for Western New Yorkers who love that Canadian beer?
Call your congressman. The best thing that any and all of us can do is get your voice heard. If you don't want to pay another $2, $2.25 for your six-pack, that'd be $8 a case. For nothing, you get nothing more for it. You don't get an extra can of beer. You don't get it shipped any sooner. It's just a tax for no particular reason other than, you know, somebody feels wronged in some way that, you know, people buy beer from Canada. I don't know. But get your voice heard. Call your congressman. Call your senators. Write letters to them. Text. Whatever format you want to contact people, our elected officials have to understand that taxes just for the sake of taxes are a really bad idea. And the other side of it is, you know, they're going to turn around and tariff things coming from the United States, which is going to slow down production. All this is supposed to make America make more production, to make more things ourselves. if you just keep raising the price on everything, that doesn't make people open more factories overnight. That's just not how the world works.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.